Chapter 64. Mulliver, and daughter of Sir Thomas Slingsby. She died in 1722. 10. Caleb Coatsworth, who died in 1741 leaving a large fortune. 11. Abel Boyer, Whig journalist and historian, attacked Swift in his pamphlet, An Account of the State and Progress of the Present Negotiations for Peace. Boyer says that he was released from custody by Harley, and in The Political State for 1711, page 646, he speaks of Swift as shameless and most contemptible ecclesiastical turncoat, whose tongue is as swift to revile as his mind is swift to change. The postboy said that Boyer would be prosecuted with the utmost severity of the law for this attack. 12. The Jar. 400 men were killed. 13. William Breton, or Britton, was made lieutenant colonel in 1702, colonel of a new regiment of foot 1705, brigadier general 1710, and colonel of the King's Own Borderers in April 1711, Dalton, Army Lists, E. 238. In December 1711 he was appointed envoy extraordinary to the King of Prussia, postboy, January 1, 1712, and he died in December 1714 or January 1715. 14. See Letter 24, Note 14. 15. It is not clear which of several Lady Gores is here referred to. It may be 1. The wife of Sir William Gore, Bart, of Manor Gore, and Custos Rotulorum, County Leitrim, who married Anna, eldest daughter and co-heir of James Hamilton Esquire, son of Sir Frederick Hamilton, and niece of Gustavus Hamilton, created Viscount Boyne. She died 1733. Or 2. The wife of Sir Ralph Gore, Bart, died 1732, M.P. for County Donegal, and afterwards Speaker of the Irish House of Commons. He married Miss Colville, daughter of Sir Robert Colville, of Newtown, Leitrim, and, as his second wife, Elizabeth, only daughter of Dr. Ashe, Bishop of Clare. Or 3. The wife of Sir Arthur Gore, Bart, died 1727, of Newtown Gore, Mayo, who married Eleanor, daughter of Sir George St. George, Bart, of Carrick, Leitrim, and was ancestor of the Earls of Arran. 16. Modern usage has sanctioned Stella spelling. Scott, Swift's spelling was asked. 17. Mrs. Manley. 18. Swift's own lines, Mrs. Francis Harris's petition. 19. Thomas Coote was a justice of the Court of Queen's Bench, in Ireland, from 1692 until his removal in 1715. 20. Probably a relative of Robert Eklund, Dean of Tuam, who was killed by some of his own servants in April 1712 at the age of 73. His son John became prebendary and vicar general of Tuam, and died in 1764 aged 80-3. In August 1731 Bolingbroke sent Swift a letter by the hands of Mr. Eklund, who would, he said, tell Swift of the general state of things in England. 21. His column of words, as they are corrected, is in Stella's hand, Dean Swift. Letter 33. 1. Swift's verses, the description of a salamander, are a scurrilous attack on John, Lord Cutts, died 1707, who was famous for his bravery. Joanna Cutts, the sister who complained of Swift's abuse, died unmarried. 2. See Letter 6, Note 5. 314 printers or publishers were arrested, under warrants signed by St. John, for publishing pamphlets directed against the government. They appeared at the Court of Queen's Bench on October 23rd, and were continued on their own recognizances till the end of the term. 4. Robert Benson, see Letter 6, Note 36. 5. The South Sea Whim, printed in Scott's Swift, I. 398. 6. See Letter 21, April 24, 1711, Letter 22, April 28, 1711, and Letter 34, 17, November 1711. 7. Count Gallas was dismissed with a message that he might depart from the kingdom when he thought fit. He published the preliminaries of peace in the Daily Courant. 8. William, 2nd Viscount Hatton, who died without issue in 1760. his half-sister Anne Mary Daniel Finch, 2nd Earl of Nottingham, and Lord Hatton was therefore uncle to his fellow guest, Mr. Finch. 9. Crinkler contract. Gay writes. Power soon drenched the Camlet's cockled grain. 10. The Countess of Jersey, see letter 30 note 6, like her husband, was a friend of Bolingbroke's. Lady Strafford speaks of her having lately, November 1711, been in pickle for her sins, at which she was not surprised. Before the Earl succeeded to the title, Lady Wentworth wrote to her son. T said Lord Villiers' lady was worth 80,000 paid. You might have got her, as well as Lord Villiers. Lord Jersey has not done well by his son. The young lady is not youst well as I hear amongst them, which in my opinion is not well. Wentworth Papers, pages 214-234, 11 cf. Letter 9 November, 11-17-10 and letter 9 note 3. 12 Charles Crowe, appointed Bishop of Cloyne in 1702. 13 Swift. 14 Mrs. Manley. 15 The titles of these pamphlets are as follows. 1. A true narrative of the examination of the Marquis de Guiscard. 2. Some remarks upon a pamphlet entitled, A Letter to the Seven Lords. 3. A new journey to Paris. 4. The Duke of Marlborough's vindication. 5. A learned comment on Dr. Hare's sermon. 16. See upon this day above. Letter 34. 1. See letter 3 note 17. 2. See letter 11 note 44. 3. Pratt. See letter 2 note 14. 4. Stella and Dingley. 5. O's Dove, an exhortation to peace, set forth in a sermon preached on the 7th of November, 1710, a Thanksgiving Day, by Thomas Swift, a M.M., formerly chaplain to Sir William Temple, now rector of Puttenham in Surrey. Thomas Swift was Swift's little parson cousin, see letter 24 note 2, 6 see letter 6 note 11. The book referred to is, apparently, an impartial inquiry into the management of the war in Spain, post-dated 1712. 7 Lord Harley, afterwards 2nd Earl of Oxford, see letter 5 note 35, married, on October 31, 1713, Lady Henrietta Cavendish Halls, only daughter of John Halls, last Duke of Newcastle of that family, see letter 26 note 26. 8 Bolingbroke afterwards said, that the great aim, at length accomplished, of Harley's administration was to marry his son to this young lady. Swift wrote a poetical address to Lord Harley on his marriage. 9 Thomas Pelham, 1st Baron Pelham, married, as his second wife, Lady Grace Halls, daughter of the Earl of Clare and sister of the Duke of Newcastle. Their eldest son, Thomas, who succeeded to the barony in 1712, was afterwards created Earl of Clare and Duke of Newcastle. 10 Francis Higgins, rector of Beldredery, called the Sacheverell of Ireland, was an extreme high churchman, who had been charged with sedition on account of sermons preached in London in 1707. In 1711 he was again prosecuted as disloyal subject and disturber of the public peace. At that time he was prebendary of Christ Church, Dublin. In 1725 he was made Archdeacon of Cashel. 11 Swift's pamphlet, The Conduct of the Allies. 12 Lord Oxford's daughter Abigail married, in 1709 Viscount Dublin, afterwards 7th Earl of Kinnell, see letter 5 note 34. She died in 1750 and her husband in 1758 when the eldest son, Thomas, became Earl. The second son, Robert, was made Archbishop of York in 1761. 13 Kensington Gravel Pits was then a famous health resort. 14 Draggled. Pope has, a puppy, daggled through the town. 15 Writing of Pepper Harrow, Manning and Bray State, Surrey, I. 3247, that Oxenford Grange was conveyed to Philip Froude, died 1736, in 1700, and was sold by him in 1713 to Alan Broderick, afterwards Viscount Midleton. This Froude, Swift's L.D. Froude, had been Deputy Postmaster General. He was son of Sir Philip Froude, who who was knighted in 1665, Leneve's Knights, Harleian Society, page 190, and his son Philip was Addison's friend, see letter 8 note 13, dot 16, probably the Charles Child Esquire, of Farnham, whose death is recorded in the Gentleman's Magazine for 1754. 17 Grace Spencer was probably Mrs. Proby's sister, see letter 19 note 3, 18 cf. Shakespeare, As You Like It, v. 3. All we clap in 2T roundly, without talking or spitting, which are the only prologues to a bad voice. 19 And the verses on his own death, 1731 Swift says, and daily how did come of course, and servants answer, worse and worse. Apostrophe, cf. Steele, Taylor, number 109. After so many howdies, you proceed to visit or not, as you like the run of each other's reputation or fortune. And Spectator, number 143, he howdy servants of our women. Letter 35. 1 see letter 31 note 8. 2 see letter 14 note 9. 3 The Tories alleged that the Duke of Marlborough, the Duke of Montagu, Steele, etc., were to take part in the procession, cf. Spectator, number 269. Swift admits that the images seized were worth less than £40, and not £1,000, as he had said, and that the devil was not like Harley. Yet he employed someone to write a lying pamphlet, a true relation of the several facts and circumstances of the intended riot and tumult, etc., for a brother of Jemmy Lee, see letter 2 note 16, and one of Stella's card-playing acquaintances. 5 Of the conduct of the Allies, see letter 34 November 10, 1711 and letter 35 November 24, 1711. 6 Sir Thomas Anmer, see letter 9 note 13, married, in 1698 Isabella, widow of the first Duke of Grafton, and only daughter and heiress of Henry, Earl of Arlington. She died in 1723. 7 James, Duke of Hamilton, see letter 27 note 9, married, in 1698 as his second wife, Elizabeth, daughter and sole heir of Digby, Lord Gerard. She died in 1744. 8 The conduct of the Allies. 9 See letter 25 note 6. 10 Sir Matthew Dudley, see letter 3 note 2, married Lady Mary O'Brien, youngest daughter of Henry, Earl of Thomond. 11 See letter 31 note 10. 12 Sir John St. Leger, died 1743, was M. P.P. for Doneril and a Baron of the Exchequer, in Ireland from 1714 to 1741. His elder brother, Arthur, was created Viscount Doneril in 1703. 13 Elation of the facts and circumstances of the intended riot on Queen Elizabeth's birthday. 14 The conduct of the Allies. 15 See letter 9 note 18. 16 The first motto was Artem Tibi Gallia Nostri Eripulit, etc. Horus, 2 odd. 17-24. 17 See Plautus's Amphitrus, or Dryden's Amphitryon. 18 It is not known whether or no this was Dr. William Savage, master of Emmanuel College, Cambridge. No copy of the sermon, if it was printed, has been found. See Courtenay's Memoirs of Sir William Temple. 19 Of the conduct of the Allies, a pamphlet which had a very wide circulation. See a paper by Edward Soley in the Antiquarian Magazine, March 1885. 20 Allan Bathurst, M. P.P. 1684-1775, created Baron Bathurst in December 1711 and Earl Bathurst in 1772. His second and eldest surviving son was appointed Lord Chancellor in the year preceding the father's death. Writing to her son in January 1711, Wentworth Papers, 173, Lady Wentworth said of Bathurst, "He is, next to you, the finest gentleman and the best young man I know. I love him dearly." 21 See letter 9 note 17. 22 See letter 16 note 20. 23 Swift is alluding to the quarrel between Lord Sandry, see letter 23 note 2, and Francis Higgins, see letter 34 note 10, which led to Higgins' prosecution. The matter is described at length in Boyer's Political State, 1711 pages 617 sec. 24 see letter 19 note 1. 25 no doubt the same as Colonel Newberg, see Journal, March 5, 1711-12. 26 Beaumont, see letter 1 note 2 and letter 26 July 6, 1711. 27 see letter 31 note 1. 28 CF. Letter 15 February. 9-17-10-11. 29 see letter 35 note 3. Letter 36. 1 see letter 34 note 15. Debtors could not be arrested on Sunday. 2 Sir George Prettyman, Bart. Dissipated the fortune of the family. The title became dormant in 1749. 3 see the introduction. 4 for the Whites of Farnham, C. Manning and Bray Surrey, E. 177. 5 the conduct of the Allies. 6 the Percivals were among Swift's principal friends in the neighborhood of Lyrica. In a letter to John Temple in 1706, Forster's Life of Swift, 182, Swift alludes to Percival. In spite of different views in politics, I always loved him, says Swift, very well as a man of very good understanding and humor. Percival was related to Sir John Percival, afterwards Earl of Egmont. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.